We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and we start from two dots on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. It said in the Mishnah that if a kadai breaks and someone slipped on the water or on the pieces of the jug, the lach is yichayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says Miskav yichayiv, Miskav and Potter. What's going on in this Mishnah? And that's what this Gemara's discussion will be. Zok to Gemara. Hechidon miskavim. What does it mean? Rehuda says, "But miskavim chayim." What does that mean? Amar Rabba, but miskavim lohirida. The case is that you were trying to take it off your shoulder. Lamata mikseifai. The Gemara doesn't want to say miskavim means you tried to break it for whatever reason. Look at Tosfos. So the case was that the case is according to Rabba that according to Rabbi Yehuda, what you tried to do is you tried to take it off your shoulder by mistake and slipped. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that's called miskaven. Why? Because he holds niskal pesheya. Someone who slips is called a pesheya. So he's taking his jug off his shoulder and it fell on the floor and it hurt someone. So the halacha is that that's called miskaven yechayiv. If it falls out of your hand, like melts out of your hand, then you're potter. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Omle abaya mechlal. The mechayiv ramei, the Tanakama is mechayiv. Afilu nifshara, even if like Rashi says nimucha, even if like the whole entire jug just melts in your hand, you're left holding the handle, and then you chayiv. L'chayiv yatsa oinus. Break the mar. Amai onusu. Well, oinus rachmana patre. If that happens, heki mechayiv the guy who's walking like out of nowhere, his barrel melted and fell out of his hand, and that's oinus. The chsivul anaral is asadava. That by oinus, there's a potter. And if you're going to tell me that that's dafka, legabik tala, but legabik nezikin it's chayiv, which means like this, maybe it's only when it comes to achiv misa on a person, that type of avera, we say oynes is potter. But when it comes to hezekin, maybe, you know, like we said, that adam muad loilam, maybe chayiv for that. And like, but Tosfos speaks out. The Gemara's question is no. Look right here. It's like an oynes gomer and should be potter. That's the question. Is the Gemara says maybe you'll tell me that Rameir is mechayiv by nezikin, but I'll prove you not like that. I'll prove you from a brayser. Rameir does not hold yichayiv by oynes. By the time into the brayser, nishbur kadoi, someone's jug broke. Vloy silka, and he didn't take it away. He didn't clean it up. Nafla gamaloi, his camel fell down. Vloy hamida, he didn't stand up the camel. Look, is Rameir mechayiv by hezek? Rameir holds yichayiv in the hezek. On top of Chavtes and Malach, we are now. Rameir is mechayiv, v'zeikon, v'chom hold, you are potter medirat mechayiv v'nishmayim. So it's similar machlokes like our Mishnah. Rameir is mechayiv, and v'chom hold, you potter. Obviously, we have to explain all this. Umoidim chachom Rameir, chom umoidim to Rameir that yechayiv, v'avnei sekino ma'asoy, shanichem resh gagoy. If someone had a stone or a knife or a package that was on the top of a roof, v'naflo beruach matsua, and it fell off in a regular wind, so that is supposed to be expected, v'zikoy, and it damaged shu'chayiv, the'ichayiv, then v'chom ha'moida. U'moida ramei l'rabbanon, and ramei l'rabbanon, they're not chayiv, v'mayla kankanam al-gag, you put jugs on the roof, I'm not l'nagvam, to dry them out, v'nofl b'ruach she'enim v'tsuya, and a strong wind that was not expected came and blew it off, v'zikoy shu'pati, apater. So what do you see in this braisa? We see in this braisa, and we'll have to come back there, but we do see in this braisa clearly that Rameir holds that if it blew off with a ruach she'eino matsuya, it blew off with an unexpected wind, you're potter. Why? Because you're oinus. So the kasha is that l'chayri, you see that Rameir holds oinus. So let's recap. We had in our Mishnah, Rameir holds yichayiv if you slip on the water. The Yehuda says, dafka by miskavin. What do we think miskavin means now? Miskavin means that you're trying to take it off your shoulder and it slipped. And then Yehuda says yichayiv. Mash Rameir holds, even without that, yichayiv also. It's oinus. So the Gemara proves that Rameir is moed about oinus. So what's going on here? What's pshat in the machlekes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah and also of the Braisa? So tomorrow, Elam Abaya, our Mishnah is talking about two machlekesim. Elam Abaya, v'tarti pligi. There are two machlekesim. Pligi v'shas nefila, and pligi lach nefila. Pligi v'shas nefila, v'niskal pesheya. Mar sova niskal pesheyahu, u'mar sova niskal lav pesheyahu. So Abaya holds that there are two machlokes in the Mishnah. One machlokes is if it damaged b'shas tefila when it fell, and the other machlokes is la'achan tefila if it damaged after it fell, which means someone hurt himself in the water after it was on the floor already. Pligi b'shas tefila, but niska p'shaya. The machlokes b'shas tefila is Again, the machlokes is like there's two machlokes. There's two cases of Mishnah. One case is that the guy was walking with his kad, he tripped, and when he fell, the kad hurt someone. Not only that, like Tosis speaks out that before you have a chance to pick it up, it's also called b'shas nefila. Then the second hezek is the second case of the Mishnah is that your water was mazik at a different time after nefila, after I could have took it away already. It's a new machlokes. And what are the two biurim in the machlokes? The two explanations in the machlokes. Patati pligi, pligi b'shas nefila, pligi lachar nefila, pligi b'shas nefila. What's the machlokes? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, niska pesheya, masav niska pesheya, who? Masav niska lav pesheya, which means like this: that if someone slipped. The halacha is, according to Rav Meir, you're chayiv for any damage is happening while you slipped or right afterwards. Why? Because Rav Meir holds, if you slip, that's a pesheya. Be careful where you walk. Don't be such a slumazel. That's called a pesheya. Masha'in ki Rehuda holds, no, that's not called a pesheya. So what does Rehuda mean by miskaven? Rehuda miskaven means, if you try to break it, b'miskaven l'shoiv rav ahizik b'nefil l'chayiv, which means like this. In the v'shas tefila, the only time you chayiv according to Rehuda is if you try to break it. So you know what? I'm throwing my jug out the window. I'm going to throw it on the floor. And it lands on someone or hurts someone right afterwards. That's when you chayiv b'shas tefila. But if someone's walking and he slips, according to Rehuda, you're putter. Because niska lav b'shehu. That's machlokes number one between the Tanakam and Rehuda. If niska b'shehu, and that's the machlokes b'shas tefila. And they also argue lach and tefila. Pligi lach and tefila, what's the machlokes? But mafgar and nizakav. That means over here, after nefila, you probably were mafgir, your pieces of pottery, you probably don't need them anymore, they're useless. You probably mafgir it. And now, a few hours later, it's damaging someone. So according to Rameyer holds yichayev, because he holds bar shechayev ala tayra, the bar that tayra is v'chayev, is in shesarabim, which is hefker. So here yichayev, you know if it's hefker. Who says no? The only time you are chayev is only if you own it. If you don't own it, then you are potter in bar. And Rashi points out, some chalukas really later on, daf mentas and base, chalukas tanoim. But Rehuda holds that the only time you are chayiv for a bar, if you own the bar. If you don't own the bar, you're not chayiv. So it's two machlokesim. And you have to know what it means by miskavin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on the second machlokes. Then we'll talk about that soon. But there's two machlokes in our Mishnah. One machlokes is v'shas tefila, and that's the beer machlokes is niskal pesheya or laf pesheyu. And machlokes number two is achan afila, and machlokes is if you're mafgir, you don't own the bar anymore, you chayiv or not.
Now, could you dig a bar and then be mafgir?
You dig a bar and be mafgir it? Yeah, if you dig a bar and shirabim, you pot anyway. Yeah, it never was yours. It's lunch shirabim. Yes, 100%.
So you never chayiv bar.
You're chayiv in bar only if you own the bar. That's the case. You own the bar if you own it. That's
you
your chayiv bar.
Not
you always could, but if you own the bar, you're chayiv. If you don't own the bar, you're not chayiv. That's all for Rabbi Yehuda. He said, how do you know it's two machlokes in the Mishnah? How do you know? Where do you find this? Midiktani, tarti. It says two things. Huchlak echad b'mayim, or shloka b'charasel. There's two things in the Mishnah. He slipped in the water, or he hurt himself with the charasel. Hainu ha, what are we moist of two cases? Mishnah doesn't sometimes say two cases for no reason. Why is he saying two cases? Elav hakakama. It teaches us there's two machlokes in. Huchlak echad b'mayim means b'shas tefila. He hurt himself in the water, b'shas tefila, or whatever the case is, b'shas tefila. That's almost nefila. And he hurt himself with the pottery after nefila. So the two parts of the Mishnah is two given cases. One's that b'shas nefila, and one is lach nefila. Umid mastisim b'tarti, b'risa nami b'tarti. And now we're seeing another point, and it's really like a kasha. L'chayra, if our Mishnah there's two machlekesim, so probably the b'risa is also. Which means that the b'risa also read like that. That nishpura kadoi is one machlekes. If it got hurt, b'shas tefila. But lois silka is another machlekes if you got hurt afterwards. And machlekes is, again, machlekes b'shas tefila is niska b'sheya laf b'sheya. And machlekes afterwards is b'mafgir nizokov if you make your things hefgir or yichayev and bar. The only problem is, if you look at that brisa, it says nishbara kadev lois silka or nofel gemalev lois hamidoi. By nofel gemaloi, heck is it machlekes is niska b'sheya not? What's the niska b'sheya there? Hey, learn the beer on machlekes. That's me, Morris Kasha. When the sister of Tarati writes, now Tarati, Bishlam Kadoi, Meshkachaslo, Oi Bishas Tefila, that hurt someone Meshas Tefila, and the Mechlekes says, if Niskal is a Pesheya, if your trip is a Pesheya or not, Olachan Afila, and the Mechlekes is Mafkin Azaka or not, Elo Gemaloi, Mishlam Lachan Afila, Meshkachaslo, Mafkin Azavilosa. It's possible that the Gomel fell down, it died, and you Mafkin Azavilosa. So there, the Mechlekes says, if you Mafkir the Nizakov, are you Chayim Shambar or not? El b'shasta filo hichem mishkachas law. But b'shasta filo, how is it possible? How is it possible shasta filo that what's the machlekes? What's the machlekes shasta filo? What's the case of niska b'shay and apashay? So my answer is: Rav Acha going to Avro b'maya derech sarata the nahara. You went into the water across sarata the nahara means lotion of water that got higher. So what happened is that the street got flooded a little bit. And he took his gomel through that flood anyway. And that's the machlokes, that's called Pesheyanat. So Gemara asks, well, hey, Kedam, what's the case? If he could take his camel on a different road, Pesheyanat, what are you going right through the water? Of course he's going to slip. If there's no other way, Oynesu, he's Oynes, what do you want him to do? So to Gemara, I'll tell you a different shot. You know what the machlokes is by Gemalo, B'shas Nefila? El Meshkachas, the Iskil, he tripped, the Iskil Bay Gemala, and the gomel slipped on top of him. So there, that's the machlokes. Niska b'she'enah, because he's the one who made it slip. He's the one who slipped. He's the one who made the gomel slip. So again, there's two machlokes in here, in both these, the Mishnah and the Braisa. First machlokes is if it damaged b'shas lefila, which means on the way down, and if right before you had a chance to take it away. That's the case of b'shas lefila. And what's the machlokes? If that you fell is a p'she'ah. In the first case, it's a case where he fell, taka. In the second case is the gomel fell on him. And it fell because of him. So the machlekes is him tripping, call it Peshaya not. That's the machlekes. The second machlekes of the Braisa and the Mishnah is by Mafker Nezoka Vichayim Shambar or not. And there Rameya says Potter. Rameya says Chayiv. By Mafker Nezoka Vichayiv Altsbar. And Rehuda says Potter only by Miskavin Yichayiv. Now what does Miskavin mean? Miskavin Bishloma by Niska Peshaya. We understand Miskavin means he broke it on purpose. But regarding being Mafker Nezoka, what does Miskavin mean? And that's the Gemara's Kasha. Break the Gemara. Mafkin is Zokov. My Miskavenika. What's called? What's Miskaven? Rav Yosef Miskaven Liskus Charesel, which means he was Miskaven to be Zeicher in the pottery. He wasn't Mafkirit. Usually the stam is that you assume that he was Mafkirit. He said, "No, I want to keep those pieces of pottery." So then that's when you chayiv. We're just saying the only time you chayiv if someone trips on the pottery after Nefila is only if he owns it because he holds the Mafkin Zokov as part time bar. So miskaven liskus b'charesa. V'chein Rav Ashi miskaven liskus b'charesa. When he's miskaven to be zoicher in the charesa, which means he was never mafgrit. Rav Elazar says a little. Sounds like it'll be different. We'll see. It'll be the same. Rav Elazar Imer b'shas nefilo machlekes. There's only one machlekes. B'shas nefilo. And machlekes is v'niska b'shea not. So afraid the Gemara. What do you mean? Aval achen nefilo my divrei kol potter. After nefilo, everyone holds his potter. V'yikur amei the machayev. But it's not true because we know Ramea is chayiv. How do we know? Because it says v'loy silka or v'loy hamida. It says you didn't pick it up; you just left it there. The lach is a chayiv. So obviously he holds even after nefila chayiv. So it can't be derech kol potter. You're saying the whole machlokes is only b'shas nefila. What happens afterwards? Everyone holds potter. It's not true. Ramea holds chayiv. Elamai derech kol chayiv. You tell me everyone holds chayiv. V'yikur rabbanan the potter. But in the same brisa which is printed on Chav Ches on Beis where we started today says v'chom amayim potter. So he obviously after nefila is machlokes. So what did Rav Yosef mean that? What did Rav Elazar mean? Rav Elazar mean that b'shas tefila machlokes we see clearly after nefilas machlokes. Elamai b'shas tefila af b'shas tefila machlokes is also b'shas tefila and the kamash like abaya. Sharon is like abaya that there's two machlokesim because if you learn the brisa you don't see the two machlokesim. So you need someone to tell it to you. So here it's like abaya. There's two machlokesim b'shas tefila and achna tefila. I just want to go back to what we said before, Umoyde Rachamim L'Rameir, and Moyde Rameir L'Rabbanan. We said, Umoyde Rachamim L'Rameir, on top of the Amid, says, Ba'avnei Sikinim V'masoy, Shanichim V'Rish Gagoy, V'Nafl R'Ruchatsur V'Zikoy De'Ichai. He says, Umoyde Rameir, if you put on the Kakanim, and a fellow will not expect to win, that you're Potter. So Taisus explains that each one's going on a different part of the Machlokes. The first one saying that Moidim Chom Rameir, that Ichai B'Shas Nefila, if it's Ruach Matsuya, because there, everyone agrees that's a Pshia. And Ramey is made Rabbanon that you are potter if someone tripped afterwards when it fell unexpectedly. Why? Because Ramey is made that if something fell by oinus, even if it's hefker afterwards, if it fell by oinus, so you never made it into a bar, it fell by oinus, then you're potter, even if you had a chance to pick it up. But if it fell by oinus and it does not belong to you anymore, it's mafker, you're potter. That's what Ramey holds. He's moid in such a case. The only time you chayiv is only if you put it down and then you mafkir it, or it was a psia. But if you are oinis and that's how it landed up on the floor, then mafkir is akhli potter. That's what Ramey holds, and that's how he learns a pshat over here. So continuing, so that's the, so far, that's what we're learning the two machlekesin. Now the Gemara on the base has a new man di Amar. At least attempts a new man di Amar. Zok the Gemara on top of Tesla on base. V'yechon Amar, la'achan nefilo machloikis. The machloikis is after nefilo, which means the machloikis is b'mafker nezokov. It sounds like that b'shas nefilo, everyone holds the same thing. So Gemara asks, what do you mean b'shas nefilo, everyone holds the same thing? B'shas nefilo mai, divrei hakol potter, everyone holds potter. How can you say that? Well, Midukamar Rabbi Yechon Kamar, Rabbi Yechon says later on, Loi Teimo Mastisi Ramehi. Talking about Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph, he says, don't say the Mishnah's Ramehi, the Oven this cup is Shehu. Sounds like we're saying that there's a Rameyer holds this cup of Shehu. Mechlal, the Rameyer Mechayev. So you see, Rameyer holds, if you trip, you chayev. So how can you say, Divrei HaKol Potter, that was Shas, the field everyone agrees, if you trip, you potter. We know Rameyer holds Chayev. Well, I'm by Divrei HaKol Chayev. So maybe it means like this, La'achal HaFilo Mechleikis. That's the machlokes, but b'shas tefila everyone holds yichayim. It can't be either, because v'abekom Rav Yechon l'kamal le'tem v'sim rameihi d'amanis kavashayu. We're saying the Mishnah, we're saying don't say the Mishnah is rameir who holds this kavashaya mechlal that the someone argues rameir. The repatri rabbanon holds not this kavashaya. Ella hol kamash v'lon the mafkin azok of the hachov. So he's saying like this that avada the machlokes is by the machlokes also b'shas tefila this kavashaya. How come I learn the mafkin is zok of the hacha who the potter rabbana and the honest who? A mafkin the zok of the amma mechayvi. What Rabbi Yechon is trying to say is a whole different thing. Rabbi Yechon is saying like this: the whole machloikis mafkin is zok of is only after this nefila, because like this, Rabbi Yechon is saying like this: if someone falls ba'inis and then he mafkin is zok of l'kuli amma your potter on the mafkin is zok of. If someone falls on purpose or b'shia, then the kuliyama mafkin azokav is chayiv. That's not even machloikis. The machloikis is only here when you mafkin azokav after you fell. And what's the machloikis? Is falling a p'shia or not? If you're on this kapishaya, so then you hold yichayiv v'shas tefila and yichayiv if you mafkir it. Because if you make something hefker after a p'shia, then it's a bar. The other man, the Yom HaOzno, Niskalav B'Sheyu, so start off as an oinus. So that's why B'Shas Tefil is not a Mechleikis, and that's why Mafka Zokov is not a Mechleikis either. So what Rabbi Yechon is changing is, it's really one Mechleikis. If Niskal B'Sheyu or not, this one Mechleikis has two Nafkaminas. It has a Nafkamina B'Shas Tefil, and it has a Nafkamina L'Achan Tefil. Because everyone knows Mafka Zokov L'Achan Tefil as P'Shia, that Yechayiv. So the Mechleikis is, Dafka over here, where it's after Nefila, that's the Machlekes. Machlekes really is Niskal Peshaya or Niskal La Peshaya. That's really the Machlekes. That's what Rabbi Yechonon is teaching us. So according to Abaye and Rabbi Loza, there was two different Machlekes. One Machlekes was Niskal Peshaya or not, the other Machlekes Mafkir Zakov or not. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it's really one Machlekes, Niskal Peshaya or not, or Loi Niskal Peshaya.